healthy and wealthy.
So laxatives are known for giving you the runs, but what if I told you a scientist has discovered that they could now hold the key to making mobile phones and cars run better? It's breakfast time, I get it. I swear this isn't toilet talk. It's a very professional chat involving global research and scientists from UWA. One such scientist is Australian lead Rob Atkins. Hello, Rob.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us in the studio. How on earth could it be that laxatives hold the key to making these things run better? I want answers. What's this all about?
Well, it all started last year when I had my wisdom teeth out.
Okay.
And if you've ever had that done, it hurts a lot. And I was given Endone for the pain.
Oh.
And Endone has a unfortunate side effect that it makes you
constipated.
Yeah. And I was given a laxative. And in my Endone haze, I thought, that laxative made my bottom work really well. I wonder if it could make my phone charge fast too.
Are you serious?
Kind of, a little bit serious. No, what we were really trying to do is if we could make a liquid that had a very high ion concentration and was also really, really structured on the scale of the ion, so tiny, tiny little structure in the liquid, that could be really good for making a high-powered capacitor. And that turned out to be true.
Okay. So what is it in the laxative that allows you to do this?
So a laxative is a detergent. The laxative that our electrolyte is modelled on is called Dukasate. It's one of there's a couple of different types of laxatives. So this is a laxative that you use to help children who have hard poo.
Uh-huh.
So it absorbs into the poo. It brings water into the poo as well. And
like a stool softener.
Oh, exactly like a stool softener, yeah.
Right.
It has two parts in the molecule. So a tiny little molecule has two bits. One bit is charged and the other bit is oil. And oil and charge naturally repel each other. So they don't like hanging out together. They're not friends.
Okay.
So what happens is if you think of two of these molecules, the head bits, the bits that carry a charge, they like to stick together and they don't like being with the oil at all, so the oil pokes the other way and that makes the sandwich structure. So you have charge bits, oil bits, charge bits, oil bits.
Yeah.
And that stacks like pancakes through the liquid. And then if you imagine that sitting next to an electrode surface, so a piece of metal.
Yeah.
And the metal can carry a charge. So as energy comes in, the charge is trapped right near the surface by the oily bit. So it's like a net that traps the charge right where it needs to be, which means that the charge gets stored really quickly.
Okay. I'm terrible at science, but you explained that really well.
These layers are only about 0.2 of a nanometer across, so a million times smaller than a millimeter.
Okay.
So super-duper tiny.
Right. So how would this technology work in the context of mobile phones, for example?
So mobile phones are powered by batteries. Batteries store charge by a chemical reaction, and it's slow to charge. And they're a lot better than they used to be, but they're still slow.
Yes, that's true.
Capacitors store charge electrostatically, which means they can store the energy extremely quickly, so they don't need a chemical reaction. The problem with them is that the amount of charge they can store is low.
Right.
So they can't work for long.
Yes.
So our invention should be able to make capacitors which store a lot more charge very quickly, so you can charge your phone in minutes, perhaps.
This is the moment so many of us have been waiting for. for you know, reporters who are out on site waiting for, you know, court proceedings to finish and their phone's nearly dead and they're about to do a cross, or doctors who use their phones for emergency situations, or people who just really need to play Candy Crush. These are important matters. If you've just tuned in, it is 16 minutes past 7 on ABC Radio Perth. My guest is lead researcher Rob Atkins. He's from UWA, and we're talking about the fact that laxatives have this property that can be used to make batteryless mobile phones. And what are the advantages for cars? How can this technology help cars?
So we're mainly thinking about electric cars.
Mm-hmm.
The two big problems with electric cars are that they take a long time to charge and that they don't have a big range.
Mm.
So one thing we can do is if we can put a capacitor in a car with a really high charge density, so something that can store a lot of energy, then instead of taking 3 or 4 hours to charge your car, you might do it in minutes. Mm. So it'd be more like going to the service station than plugging your car in overnight. The other thing, the other place there's an opportunity is that when cars brake, they lose all that energy by friction, so it just disappears. If we could capture that energy, store it in a battery, and then use it to power the car as it accelerates, that'll increase the range. So the car would become much more fuel efficient, save energy, better for the environment.
Wow. So this all sounds great. At what point in the research are you at? Like, how close are you to actually implementing some of these things?
We'd have to say it's still at the early stage. So yeah. One of the things we'd like to do next is scale this up. So we're looking at the moment of tiny little capacitors as big as your thumbnail. It's going to have to be, I guess, as big as a small bed to be used in a car. Smaller than that for your phone, I hope. Probably not convenient. So scale up. And also, you know, this is our first attempt at this new area, so with this new type of structure. So it's unlikely we've got the best one on our first go.
Yes, okay.
So maybe it's another laxative.
Yeah.
It probably won't be.
But all your wisdom teeth are gone now, so yes, how are you going to find out?
You have to have another operation.
Colonoscopy. It's the only answer. 4 days of bowel prep, not fun. Okay, so is there anything else like this going on around the world? I mean, this is pretty incredible.
Yes, there is. People have been trying to find better electrolytes ever since batteries were invented, so it's 200 years ago. It was by a guy called Alessandro Volta, mm-hmm. who invented the voltaic pile, which to me sounds like an electric hemorrhoid.
Mm.
Yeah. It's sort of all bottoms, isn't it?
It is. I'm sorry, everyone, but we have to make the most of it.
For about the last 15 years or so, people have been trying to use these new materials called ionic liquids, so ionic liquid, to make batteries. And that's my main area of research interest. And they're salts that are a liquid at room temperature.
Okay.
So the salt that you have in your chips, that melts at 800 degrees C, our ionic liquids are pure salts, but a liquid at room temperature. So they have lots and lots of charge. Lots and lots of ions. The thing that we did differently was to make them really, really structured. So creating that net that pulls the ions and traps them near the interface right where they need to be used.
Yeah, okay. The technology that you were talking about with the laxatives, if this were to get up off the ground, how much of a game changer do you think it would be for technology? And the environment as well.
Well, the amount of charge that gets stored is a lot higher than in a traditional capacitor. So it would make a big difference. Just have to work on the scale, I think.
And what would it mean for the environment, do you think? I mean, what happens to these batteries at the moment?
Well, that's the other thing that we will look at next, is to make the electrolytes and make the new liquid out of environmentally friendly components that can get tipped down the sink after they've been used.
Yep.
Which is not impossible. That's not as much of an issue as it might seem like. I think that's something that can be done.
It's good that you're looking at it. If people want to follow your travels and your research and see where this goes, is there a way to do it?
Probably the most easy way would be the School of Molecular Sciences website at the University of Western Australia. I'm sure all of our exciting research will turn up there in one form or another.
And we'll also put this interview together for people to access on the ABC Radio Perth website. So your mum, who is listening from Newcastle, can listen to it all over again just for fun.
Yes.
And
thank you, mum, for all your help with the research.
And she couldn't even tell you off for all the toilet jokes either, but I'm sure she will later. Good work, Rob. Thank you so much for coming in this morning, and we'll wait and see where this goes.
Thank you for having me.